Edwards?
Yes, sir.
Lyndon Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Keep this conversation confidential.
Yes, sir.
Following the Hershey Peace Conference, mm-hmm. and the statements about authorizing any weapons, nuclear weapons, and
yeah.
admonitions to the fleet,
yeah.
and other things, our reactions have not been good.
You mean at home or abroad?
Both. I don't mean not against me or not against the government,
yeah.
but the fear that that unsuspecting people and folks that don't know and unsophisticated people might not realize that you've got an intricate code system and you've got all kinds of things you go through, and Coldwater knows this and shouldn't have been implying that we ordered a nuclear operation, and it's a very bad thing for other countries and for all the mothers in this country and just for anybody.
That's
now, we don't want to get in the practice, and the president's not going to, and I want you to make this point for me. There are going to be a good many things said. They have been for 8 months. And, even Wayne Morris called it McNamara's War and everything. We're not going to get in a posture of answering these little flyspeck questions that Goldwater or Miller or Morris or Southerners or Wallace or anybody else makes from day to day. We're going to operate on an entirely different level. But it was a consensus of the Secretary involved and Bundy and Johnson and all of us, including the military people, that we had to blow the whistle on repeated statements that we had authorized or had been fuzzy about authorizing the dropping of nuclear warheads. I just wanted to make that point to you so that maybe you could make it, because we can't get our country in the posture of people charging that this was in the order and then they're not even answering it and not saying anything about it, not even telling the truth and so forth. Now, we might not do it if he charged us with speeding or having a beer.
Yeah, well, I was conscious of that yesterday, and I was trying to...
I thought so. You did,
it.
That's right.
I talked to Mac about
yes.
it. And,
I know that. He told me that.
It's a terribly difficult thing for me to write, for anybody outside to write, because there's so much we don't know, but I tried to give an honest picture of what I did know, including the efforts that you and President Kennedy had both made to try to... get this thing under control. And I was worried, and so was Murray Martyr, about the international repercussions of this thing. That was one reason we wrote what we did this morning.
Well, it was good, and you did, and I want to, we've had a press conference over here, and I've gone into it pretty thoroughly, but I don't know who wrote it for the Post. I wasn't here, I don't remember. But I wanted a thought in there. Or maybe an editorial, or maybe your analysis or evaluation would be better if you did. Maybe too late for Sunday. But I want people that know me and know the government and know this big question to understand that we're not going to be picking around and saying you're another one with Goldwater or Miller or anybody. But when you go to talking about as deadly a thing and as serious a thing and shocking a thing as dropping nuclear weapons, you're going to have to blow the whistle on the irresponsibility.
Yeah, well, that's your central point you're making to me.
Yes.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I think maybe it may be better today just to have the story of what you said on the record, and then I'll come in tomorrow and try to do something.
You better judge than I am, and you know that, and I just... I noticed that they say it's unprecedented, and I want it to be unprecedented. The point is, I don't want to be replying to every irresponsible charge every hour, but nuclear weapons is an entirely different thing,
yeah.
as you observe.
Is it fair to say, can I ask you this, is the situation, the technical control situation today substantially what it was in, say, 62 or 63?
It was originated in... and perfected and spelled out in by Eisenhower.
Yeah.
It was reviewed and carefully looked at and analyzed and evaluated by Kennedy. it has been considered and digested and fully embraced by Johnson and is the same. And it is not a complicated thing, but off the record for your own knowledge, I don't think I'd put this in the paper. Now, we don't want to advertise all that stuff and go into it, but as your background, so that you can... Now, Goldwater knows that. And what's so distressing to the military is that he and Miller would do this. Now, he's got a lot of generals around him, like Doolittle and like Wiedemeyer and a lot of these retired generals and Admiral Burke and a lot of folks that feel pretty strongly on dropping this bomb pretty well, and they're giving him different advice. But he knows... first of all, there's no possibility of this being a nuclear weapon because of this thing. The second thing, McNamara replied to it on the radio and in the television. And when he was asked a question, they said, the presumption is conventional weapons. Answer, yes, not only presumption, but that is the fact. That's at 12:15 a.m. August the 5th. And so the man has this public thing, but if you will observe, it's a part of the Birch pattern.
Yeah.
This morning they say the Democratic National Committee will spend $20 million. And the average reporter doesn't say, well, who told you that? When did you slip into their meeting? They just take it as a fact. So the story of AP is that Birch says that the Democratic National Committee will spend $20 million. Now, first of all, we don't plan to spend half that much. Third, we don't have anything like that. Then he says we'll spend $5 million on spot advertising. We haven't even been selected. We've talked some about whether we'll have television and radio and how much. We've made no agreement, and nobody has ever even suggested that we spend that much for all kinds of advertising. But he puts that straw man up, and he follows that old Western sheriff's practice of, they said, did he steal a pig? And he said, no, he didn't really steal him, but make him deny it. So
I think you're gonna have a lot of pig stories between now and November 3rd.
So it's a smear fear thing, and we don't mind it on pigs.
Yeah.
And campaign, if they want to do that, the people will judge them, and pretty soon they'll draw their conclusion. But when you go to say into Earhart, and to Hume, and to Wilson, and to De Gaulle, and all the rest of the world, and I imagine that Prime Minister Indy will have another heart attack when he sees that I'm throwing away nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And what is this mother down in Johnson City, Texas, saying when her boy's out there in that fleet and we're dropping at a bomb?
Yeah. Is Goldwater aware of the contingency problems involved in this?
Yes.
This is the hardest thing to say anything about in print.
Yes, he's aware of it. He's a major general.
Yeah.
And he won't even come to the committee where we went and briefed him. He won't accept the briefings.
Has he turned down briefings?
Well, we've asked him to access, and he gave an interview and said that it's politics and he don't want to have anything to do it.
He's never agreed.
No, never has.
Since
Eisenhower takes him regularly. Truman takes them regularly. That's a good story, points them out. And I said in my press conference today that Governor Scranton came down, Governor Rockefeller came down. Both of them left busy jobs as governor to be brief so they'd be responsible. Even Harold Stassen came. But Goldwater said, hell no. Didn't want to know. But he does know, McNamara tells me, that as Major General in the Air Force, in command of the unit, that he does know that you don't issue these orders lightly, and you have to be specific. And he can read, and McNamara made it on the record, and I've just quoted what he said. I mean, this is, I guess the reporters don't know it, but he ought to know it. Yes, not only presumption, but that is the fact, conventional weapon. We didn't put them in there just because we thought Goldwater charges. Everybody's protecting their own neck. And when McNamara called out the order from the commander-in-chief, he says conventional weapons, conventional ordnance. Yeah. When Sharp sends it out, he sends it out conventional ordnance. If he hadn't said it, it'd have been the same.
Yeah.
But it just happened that the call shows ordnance, conventional ordnance. The facts of life would show it, good judgment would show it, but my order shows it, McNamara's order shows it, Sharp's order shows it, the commander of the fleet's order shows it.
Well,
and fortunately, it's in writing, you see, and then this guy chooses to make an issue of it, and we can't figure it out. But
I think it's not too complicated. He said up in Hershey that his biggest problem was the irresponsibility charge, and this is what goes to it. On a sort of a poked edge of a knife there, and he's trying to put you on one, I guess.
Well,
you said you're an old campaigner. You know what this thing is like far better than I do.
Well,
but I will make your point. I think your point is worth well taken.
In a way, we want to. It's not important what happens to me or to him, but it's pretty important that we. There's some pretty serious questions, and I think the nuclear arms one of them.
Now, have you actually, has this been on long enough to have had any queries from government overseas, or
No. There's some comments. I wouldn't say they're queries, but this has given us a considerable distress, It's not a reflection on the government, or not on us, and they're not criticizing it. But people that see headlines, nuclear arms, authorized in attack, Goldwater says, and here's the principal candidate. I imagine if Harold Wilson says this about him, or vice versa, I imagine it would really shock people, and people get shocked with us talking this way. And I got last night, in my night reading at 2:00, I read this morning how people just got shocked when we sent a plane into Congo. All over the country, you see. They don't know whether we're invading them with the weapons or not. Whether we're moving a lot of men, or we just got a plane there to bring people in, equipment, and got boys to guard the plane. But they think those guards are soldiers, you see. So you got to be very, very careful and cautious. Now, I'll give you another little illustration, and I don't take you too long, we issued this order about 2:00. We thought they'd be off, the Joint Chiefs did, 8 or 9 o'clock. They didn't get off until 10-something. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff asked me to go on the television and announce that for two reasons. We didn't want Peiping to think that it was in the realm of possibility that we would bomb their country.
Yeah.
That's number one, because they might be bombing our carriers if they thought so, with some justification. Number two, we didn't want you to hear about it from Peiping. You'd say our president deceived us. But we didn't want them bombing us in retaliation for the fear that we were going to bomb them when we weren't. That's number one. And number two, we want to tell our own people. But notwithstanding that, I waited